Are you awake? Hello? Psst. Big brother, please wake up. Hey, I'm sorry, but I couldn't sleep. You said I could wake you if I had another one of those nightmares. Yeah, I did have one. Except, I'm not really scared, but my mind is all over the place right now, and my heart's racing. I just can't seem to shake the awful feeling away. Yeah, sometimes it just sticks around, even if you know it was nothing but a dream, and you can't help but feel shitty. So, is this alright? I mean, I could go back to my room if you want to sleep. I'm a big girl, and I can take care of myself. Plus, I'll just hug my stuffy extra tight. Yeah, I guess you're right. I wouldn't have come to your room if that was the case. I know it was just a nightmare, but it's still nice to have someone else beside me. Someone to refresh my mind before I fall asleep again, you know? Actually, I'm not sure if I'll be able to fall asleep after this. I usually don't. But it's still pitch black outside, so I think I should at least try. It would feel a little bit crappy to go back to my room again, though. Can I please stay here with you? Really? Awesome. Thanks, big bro. I'll go get one of the spare mattresses from the basement and put it on the floor. What do you mean? Get into your bed? Like, with you? Sorry, I didn't mean to say it like that. I don't mind sleeping with you, but I'm just wearing panties and a t-shirt. Is that okay? You're just in your boxers anyway, right? No, that's okay. You don't need to put anything else on. I'm the one intruding. Boxers are just fine. Can I climb in? If you're okay with sharing covers, that is. Great. Hi. Yes, the stuffy stays in between us. Why? Because I can't get too close to you, and, well, because you're my big brother. Can I just sleep on my side and face you? Thanks. This feels kind of nostalgic, doesn't it? Yeah, remember when we were kids and we shared a room? I would always sneak into your bed whenever I had a bad dream, and I remember how upset you got with me the first few times when you just woke up and suddenly saw your little sis snuggled into you. You accepted it after a while, though, and you kind of liked the company, too, didn't you? Come on, admit it. You liked having your little sister rely on you for comfort. You've always been a great brother. I hope you know how much I appreciate you. Do you remember what you did to calm me down when I had one of those really bad nightmares? Oh, come on. You must remember your little magical ritual. Yes, that one. Though, it wasn't even that silly. Come on, please. Can you do it for me? We can do it together. Yeah? Okay. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. When dreams are scary and you're sad, your brother's magic will make you glad. If dreams ever make you- Hey! Come on, say it with me. I'll teach you the words, okay? If dreams ever make you weep, come to me and count the sheep. So together, within a beat, we both find peaceful sleep. I can't believe I really thought that was real magic. Honestly, I think at that point I would have believed anything you told me. You were my superhero brother. I'm not joking. I always thought you were the coolest person ever, and I still kinda do. It's true. I've always thought you were a great example of how the perfect guy would be. This part's a little bit awkward, but I've realized that whenever I describe the personality of what my ideal boyfriend would be like, he always sort of turns out to be like you. I've always thought that it was weird you never found a girlfriend, since I don't see why anyone would pass on someone like you. Oh gosh, I'm sorry, that was really embarrassing. My cheeks are burning. Let me just hide behind my stuffy. Okay, you're right. We haven't finished the ritual. It didn't end with just a rhyme, and we're missing my favorite part. But I know we're adults now, so if you don't want to, I'm not gonna force you. I really did have a nightmare, though, and it was a little scary. I know your ritual always worked, though, even if you think it was silly. Hmm? You want me to do it? No, that wouldn't work. It was your ritual. You have to do it. Yeah, okay, I remember it exactly. We've already done the rhyme, so... time for hair strokes? I've really missed your head massages. Yes, you can finally move the stuffy away. I like being wrapped around one of your arms while the other plays with my hair. Big brother, can you say you love me and give me a kiss? I love you too. You only kiss me on my forehead. That won't work. You need to kiss me on the lips, like you did when we were younger. Oh, thank you. You forgot to say the thing, though. You have to do it again. I feel much better. Thank you, big brother. Okay, one was more than enough. Thank you. Big brother. I love you so much, and I love all your little kisses. Big brother, your hand, your hand is on my chest. Wait, please stop. I'm sorry, I don't think we should do this. I just couldn't stop myself when you kissed me, and I wanted more. I shouldn't have come to you like this. No, it's okay. You don't have to apologize. It felt really good to have your hands on me, but we shouldn't. We can't. You're my brother, remember? I'll just go back to my room. Let's forget about this, okay? Yeah. Good night, big brother. I love you. Oh my god, That was bad. That was really bad. Fuck. I couldn't control myself. I can't believe I finally did that, though. I feel so hot. And my cheeks are definitely burning now. Fuck. Oh my god. Where's... Fuck. I forgot my stuffy.